below the average trade guess.
Logistics may be difficult for those putting fertilizer down this spring. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has that story from the CHS Ag Services Ag Industry Day in Grand Forks.
With the amount of snow on the ground across the region, the likelihood of a late spring certainly increases. The northern plains and the upper Midwest are not alone. Many parts of corn, soybean country are also wet. With so little fertilizer applied last fall, it may be a logistical challenge for both farmers and ag retailers. CHS President and CEO Jay Debertine made that point at the CHS Ag Services Ag Industry Day underway today in Grand Forks.
I really encourage people, you know, to do some planning ahead and take some steps to assume that there's going to be some supply challenges. And you know, frankly, if the spring really unfolds beautifully, so be it. But if really we're all going to the fields about the same time, there's going to be some supply challenges. And I really encourage people to work with their CHS representatives to plan for that and take some steps early to help avoid some issues that impact really what could be a very compressed spring.
It's going to be a challenge. It had to affect the business last fall for a lot of the retailers.
It really did. I think most people would generally say that fall application for fertilizer was a bit disappointing. Whether it be moisture conditions or early cold, it just the application was down from what they wanted. So that means a lot of it gets pushed to this year. And then when in addition, you kind of look at some crop rotation questions that people have. Is it going to be more corn acres? And that's going to take a different kind of nutrient package than otherwise. That's why we're saying some early planning would be a good idea.
From a CHS perspective, grain marketing has been a problem, but the energy side of the business has been doing well. In addition to Debertine, the schedule today includes a taping of U.S. Farm Report. Analysts reviewed the current supply-demand situation this morning. Reporting from Grand Forks, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Thanks, Don. For the first time in